Maltese Melody.
Here's Monitor now on NBC.
This is Roscoe sitting in for Joe Garagiola on this Saturday, March 7th. And it was a great day for the eclipse here in the East, except after it was over. Now, didn't you feel as though you should say good morning to someone? Weird scene, wasn't it? Wow. Here's the new establishment. I'll build a bridge.
Not a big bridge across the river. Misunderstanding to reach the shore where we can all get wrong. Yes, I'll build a bridge with one for love again. Consideration to reach your mind, to touch your heart. So you will know.
Yeah.
Alpin. In San Diego, a man named Raymond Wyatt saved up his pennies and built a miniature cabin with them, literally. He used the pennies all stacked up to build it. Actually, that's about all you can do with pennies these days, huh? Because it takes a lot more than pennies to cope with today's high prices. This weekend, Monitor is finding out what people are doing about the problem. Reporter Wayne Lemon questioned shoppers in a Virginia supermarket.
How has the high cost of living and inflation affected you?
It is getting out of control, completely out of control. Wages go up, everything else goes up in turn. Now, if we could reverse the spiral just a little bit, I could bring my retirement back a little bit, live on it. Food, right now, is beginning to be a bigger problem than ever before. I've always thought I knew how to manage. Now, I can't manage inflation.
What about big purchases such as an automobile or furniture? Have you put those purchases off in hopes that they will come down?
Yes. My car will do. And I'm pulling out my sewing machine.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Has the high cost of living and inflation affected you, ma'am?
Yes, it definitely has. I find I spend more money for food each week.
Do you think there will ever be the day when food will come down to our living means?
No, apparently it's on the way up constantly now.
Well, what about big purchases such as color TV or furniture?
We had to buy a TV this year because our other one broke down. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Inflation and high prices affect us all. How does it affect you, sir?
We are uncomfortably aware of the increasing cost of everything, and that certainly spells a problem to most everyone.
Here in the grocery store, do you find yourself tightening up your belt a little bit?
We do not do that. We have had everything we want. It costs a lot of money, but it's worth it. We believe we're living in a wonderful country, and we should take advantage of the good things that are available to us.
So even though inflation and high prices have hit, you seem to have enough in reserve to counter with it.
Well, we work hard. And because we work hard, we receive an adequate salary for what we get, and we believe that we should pass a good part of that on into this good economy that we have around us. I'm not a bit worried about the future.
Thank you, sir. This lady has just spent $50.20 for groceries. Undoubtedly, there's more in the family than just you.
Yes, there are four of us.
And how often do you shop for groceries?
Once a week.
And is it this way every week?
This is unusually high, but it runs from 35 to 50 every week.
You must have spent a lot of money for meat.
I have a $10 ham in here, which is an unusual purchase. I don't usually have any one item of meat that high.
What about your automobile? Now, how old an automobile do you drive, if I may ask?
I'm driving a car that's a 63. My husband just last week bought a new car.
I guess maybe it will be a while before you trade off your 63
yes.
model on a new one.
We're going to drive it until it falls apart.
Well, at least I'm sure that was Wayne Lemon talking to some typical Americans in Virginia. We'll find out how Soviet citizens fare in a world of rising prices later in this half hour, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC, New York. When you get a headache, does the tablet you take give you all the relief you need? Does it relieve the pain with its nervous tension and feelings of depression? No? Then you should try Anacin tablets.
Anacin is a special fortified formula that contains the strong pain relief medication doctors recommend most for headaches.
Minutes after taking Anacin, headache goes. Its nervous tension and depression go. You feel relaxed.
Remember, Anacin gives you all the relief your headache should need.
Hemorrhoid sufferers. Several outstanding doctors report a special medication called Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from many types of pain of hemorrhoid tissues, and it actually helps shrink swollen tissues of hemorrhoids caused by edema. Preparation H relieves such painful discomfort for hours as it gently causes reduction of swollen tissues. Millions of people buy Preparation H each year to obtain relief. Preparation H.
Children, go run and jump and play. You'll be men and women someday. Then you'll have to leave your world of make-believe. Now, children,
could that have but children? A new one by Joe South. Penny pinching in Russia, I guess, would be kopeck clutching. But apparently it's not the same thing at all. Angus Corley reports from Moscow.
To an outsider, any Soviet inflation must present something of a paradox. Any kopecks being pinched are usually for lack of anything else to do with them. All the elements of inflation may be here in the Soviet Union, but anyone wishing to use them to his advantage then would have a problem of what to do afterwards. There is just not that much to buy here, and what there is likely is subject to strict priority. Recently, a new model of the popular middle-range auto, the Volga, came out. The price is up $1,500 or so over the old Volga, which still will be sold for a year or so more. But the new improved Volga, like its distinguished big brother, the limousine Chaika, can't be bought by just anyone. Its possession indicates status, not just rubles in hand. And even the older Volgas still have long waiting lists. Having bought one, a Russian might, if he wished, resell at a handsome profit to someone farther down the list, but in that case, he would again be without a car, and unlikely to get another soon. Even more significantly, there would be little else for him to buy with his profits. Some Russians with extra money buy better housing, typically a cooperative apartment in a new building, or even a country dacha. Some might take a vacation trip, inside the country, that is, or if very lucky, outside. But travel arrangements for Soviet citizens are just that, arrangements and strictly regulated. Ordinary Soviet living costs probably are edging up slowly. Soviet incomes for many may be doing even better. Rubles do accumulate, meaning typical inflationary pressures could be here and probably are. But any present impact seems far different than in other economies, less firmly governed. Angus Carley, NBC News, Moscow.
Well, I guess in Russia sometimes the customer gives out before he even gets the car. Now on to the land of the Volkswagen. Here's a report from Cy Perlman in West Berlin.
For the past 3 years, West Germany has been riding an unbroken wave of economic successes. Exports have been high, employment has been full, and prices steady. West German workers have been showing their neighbors what high productivity means, and foreign companies have been lining up to invest in German firms. Things have been going so well that the government was forced last fall to raise the value of the mark in order to slow the flow of foreign currency into the country. Revaluation has put a damper on the overheated economy, but not enough. Export orders have fallen by 10% in the last few months, but workers have demanded and gotten whopping raises, sometimes as much as 15%. This extra money has been turned into buying power, and prices have been rising steadily. The January cost of living index rose 3.5% over the same month last year, and top government officials are worried enough about inflation that they're trying to do something about it. Starting Monday, the West German Central Bank is raising the discount rate from 6% to 7.5%. This will mean firms and private borrowers will have to pay higher interest to get money. The move is a belt-tightening one, but not as tough as other suggestions. The economics minister wanted to increase taxes and then return the money when inflation eased. But labor unions are opposed to tax hikes, and Chancellor Willy Brandt was not about to make the workers unhappy just before important provincial elections. So far, the main victims of the inflationary spiral are people on pensions. Everybody else is still trying to spend the extra money they've gotten under the latest labor contracts. Dozens of people were asked this week what they're doing to combat inflation. The almost unanimous answer is nothing. For those who are trying to save money, the only way is to buy less. Bargain hunting in West Germany is especially difficult. Most items, from apples to zippers, are price fixed, and the buyer looking for a rabatt or discount has to look long and hard. However, if inflation gets any worse here, West Germany's presently unconcerned workers are expected to show a great deal more interest in combating rising prices than they are right now. Cy Perlman, NBC News, Berlin.
So they'll be finching the Pfennig in Germany, too. More in this Monitor survey of the high price hassle later today.
Thank you.
Pinching pennies means saving money by doing it yourself when you redecorate your house. If you use a can of paint, be sure you preserve what's left when you're through with the job at hand. Pour a thin layer of turpentine over the paint and seal the can firmly. That's only for oil-based paint, of course. Now for a tip to you vice grip owners. If you have to take the hinge pins out of a door, don't go after them with a hammer and screwdriver. You'll probably scratch the door if you do. Lock onto the top of the hinge pin with your vice grip, then use the hammer on the adjusting screw of your vice grip. The hinge pin will come out easily, quickly, and you won't mar the door at all. Now, all you fellas out there who don't have a vice grip really ought to have one. It's the handiest tool you can own. Vice grip is a pliers, end wrench, pipe wrench, hand vise, and wire cutter all in one. It grips work with a one-ton grip, and believe me, those narrow jaws won't slip. Yet a flick of your finger releases its locking action. You'll find vice grip wherever tools are sold, and you can recognize it easily. It looks like a pliers with a bolt in its right leg. Costs under $4 and worth every penny of it and more. Get yourself a vice grip, the original locking wrench, and do those jobs a lot quicker and easier. Just make sure the name vice grip is stamped right on the tool. Your assurance of top quality. Indian and Rain Dance. In Detroit, Michigan, your station is WWJ Radio 950. Wherever you are, stay tuned. There's more. This is Roscoe taking a brief time out.
Will you let down your hair?
Ugh, your hair's all gray. You've been up there a lot longer than I thought, Rapunzel.
Well, I'm not Rapunzel. I'm Apple Granny. Climb up, Sonny. Now give us some nice Seneca frozen apple juice.
I don't think so. No offense, Granny, but this place is crawling with young damsels in distress.
Seneca frozen apple juice is pure, real, country fresh apple juice.
Yeah.
And you can watch my color TV.
You mean you got real apple juice? The kind that's squeezed from real apples?
Cross my heart.
And it doesn't have a lot of chemical preservatives?
That's right. The only thing Seneca adds is a little extra vitamin C.
Well, maybe I can come up for a couple of minutes.
Good.
Why, it's been a good fortnight since I had pure country fresh apple juice. I wonder why nobody ever thought of making it that way before.
Seneca does things with apples nobody ever thought of before.
WNBC, New York.